Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania at 2127 Hill Street. I am Pastor Alan Walter, thanking you for joining us today, and trust your heart will be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb.
There
is power, power,
power, power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sins are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood of the Lamb.
There is power, power,
power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you do service for Jesus your King?
Good morning, my friend. I'm Pastor Joel, and once again, it's my privilege to spend this time with you today. This past week, we celebrated a national holiday called Thanksgiving, and this holiday was called to give thanks to God for His blessings and provision for our nation. Now, for the Christian, giving thanks to God should happen, I think, far more often than the fourth Thursday of each November, for God has given so many provisions and blessings to us. There's a story that's told of a man that had a habit of grumbling at the food his wife placed before him when it came time for a family meal. Then the man would sit down at the table and he'd pray and thank God for the food. One day, after his usual complaint, followed by a prayer, his little girl asked, "Daddy, does God hear us when we pray?" The man replied, "Why, of course. He hears us every time we pray." She paused a moment and asked, "Well, does God hear everything we say the rest of the time?" And the man replied, "Yes, of course, dear, every word." He was feeling pretty good that he had inspired his daughter to be curious about spiritual matters. But his pride was quickly turned to humility at his daughter's next question when she said, "Then, which does God believe?" You know, often our children can see right through us, don't they? Lord, help us to truly have a heart of praise. As I remember that the first Thanksgiving celebration we have recorded in this land was in 1621, and it came following a year in which 48 of the original 102 pilgrims died. Scurvy and exposure claimed half of them. Yet they found plenty of reason to rejoice and give thanks to God as they considered the bountiful harvest and the progress they'd made. You know, often we've become, I'm afraid, so accustomed to the blessings that we enjoy in this land that we just take them for granted and forget to give thanks. We'll talk more about giving God thanks later in the broadcast, but let's listen this morning to an older recording of a group from Hope Sound Bible College with the song, "Have You Thanked Him?"
God poured out His love to me, though I had wandered far from Him in deep distress. By His grace He set me free when all my work had brought me only emptiness.
guilt and shame are his story, as day by day my love for him I now confess. Jesus gives me victory and fills each moment with his joy and happiness. Have you thanked him for his goodness? Have you praised him for his love? Have you opened up your heart to Jesus' call? For he has showered us with mercy, with blessings from above, and by his death he gives the greatest gift of all. You can have this gift today by trusting Jesus now to give you life anew, life anew. Take him now, his word obey, believe his blood was shed, his life was given for you. Take this message with you, tell how Jesus changed the life you live, and now pursue. How he took your sins away and gives the promise of a home beyond the blue. Have you thanked him for his goodness? Have you praised him for his love? Have you opened up your heart to Jesus' call? For he has showered us with mercy, with blessings from above, and by his death he gives the greatest gift of all. By his death he gives the greatest gift.
Let's talk to the Lord in prayer this morning. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. You've given us so many blessings, so many good things that we can praise you for. Thank you for the opportunity we have to join together with other fellow believers and worship you on this Sunday morning. You see, the one that's listening this morning that has ongoing physical ailments and things that they're struggling with, I pray that you would touch them and be with them in a special way even this morning. Lord, you see this broadcast. I pray that those listening be encouraged in their relationship with you to give you praise, to give you thanks, to be a testimony of your grace and power at work in their lives. May we be challenged by your word this morning and grow closer to you, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This program is an outreach of the God's Missionary Church at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. If you don't have a church family, I invite you to join us each Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school, 10:30 for a morning worship service, and 6 o'clock for an evening worship service. We also have a prayer and praise service at 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Now, there's a number of upcoming events I'd like you to put in your calendars. December 4th at 6 o'clock p.m., Penview Bible Institute Choir and Ensemble will be with us for a night of special music. Then on December 10th and 11th at 6 o'clock each evening, our young people will be presenting the Nativity Play, our annual Christmas drama, in the Family Life Center at the church. December 18th at 6 o'clock, we are planning a special Christmas service with music and other things that you'll not want to miss. I hope you can join us in person for our services, but if not, you can always go to LebanonGMC.com to watch live streaming of our services and learn more about the church. That's LebanonGMC.com.
So much that I owe my up my head. Won't you lift up your head? Let us lift up our head and praise Him more and more.
Our scripture reading for today is taken from Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. This morning, I'd like to encourage you to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You know, we tend to make noise about things we're excited about. At home, I have four little boys, and when they're playing with trucks or cars, they make all the sound effects. You know, the roar of the motor, to the squealing tires, and then the inevitable loud crash when an intentional accident occurs. You know, if you attend a political rally or a sports event, you'll see large numbers of people making a lot of noise about something that they're supporting or cheering on. So, it only makes sense when the psalmist encourages us to make a joyful noise unto our Lord. No one else has done so much for us, has been so faithful to us, or gives us more hope for the future than our Lord. There's simply no one more deserving of our praise than our God. And so, it's with a glad heart we're able to serve the Lord, not a forced or a hard-driven service, but it's just a natural part of our praise for Him. When was the last time you left a place of business so impressed by the product or the service that you received that you recommended that business to a friend? You served as an advertisement for that place of business, and they didn't even have to hire you onto their team, did they? No one had to force you to share about your experience, but you were glad to give your endorsement to that business. For the Christian, in a similar way, serving the Lord is a joy because of all the Lord's done for us in giving us freedom from sin, salvation. What a wonderful thing that is. And for us, the service hardly seems an obligation, but it's rather an opportunity to share the goodness that we've experienced personally. As I think about this, you know, music is a powerful means of sharing and expressing what's in our hearts, isn't it? Using music to give God praise helps us to express our hearts to Him and also to express our praise to other people as well. To come before God's presence with singing is just a natural occurrence because the joy that wells up comes from a heart that's overjoyed by God's goodness and His mercy to us. We comprehend sometimes in our music, if only in a limited way, that He is God. There's no higher power or one greater than He. Before we existed, He thought of us and made us exactly who He wanted us to be. All of our talents and abilities, even all of our possibilities, are due to His blessings and design. Because He designed us and He made us, He wants us for His own. Our God is a jealous God, and He has made provisions for His sheep that they may prosper and not be lost from His fold. In the presence of the Lord, we find praise and joy, again, as a natural response of His people. We're thankful for His goodness to each one of us. We're thankful for His mercy that's not fickle or changing. We're thankful for His truth that has and will stand the test of time, and it's applicable to all generations. The word often used to praise the Lord in Scripture, hallelujah, can literally be translated, let us praise Yahweh, encouraging others to join in and praise our God. Remember that Yahweh was the personal name for God that He shared with the Hebrew nation in the days of Moses. And we consider hallelujah as a very special way of expressing our praise to God. Throughout the Psalms, the writer is encouraging everyone to praise the Lord. Charles Spurgeon once quipped that the heart must be alive with gracious gratitude, or the leaf cannot long be green with living holiness. Another time he said, I have not always found it so easy to practice this duty. This I confess to my shame. When suffering extreme pain some time ago, a brother in Christ came to me and said, "Have you thanked God for this?" I replied that I desired to be patient and would be thankful to recover. "But," the brother said, "in everything give thanks, not after it's over, but while you're still in it. And perhaps when you're enabled to give thanks for this severe pain, it will cease." Spurgeon said, "I believe that there was much force in that good advice." Now, my friend, we understand that giving thanks is not a good luck charm that moves the hand of God in a way that we see best. But it does help us to submit to His authority and truly trust Him in a variety of circumstances, doesn't it? Some of the people who have encouraged me the most in my spiritual walk are those who have experienced a great deal of painful circumstances, but God has given them strength to endure and to still have spiritual victory. You know, there are few greater joys as a pastor than going to visit someone who is going through overwhelming troubles and finding that they're praising God, not because they're oblivious, but because they know God's presence is with them moment by moment. And at times I've left different hospital rooms thinking, "Lord, help me have this attitude when I'm in trouble." On October 3rd of 1863, President Abraham Lincoln issued a proclamation declaring the last Thursday of November as a day of thanksgiving. The Civil War was still being fought, but the tide had begun to turn since the Battle of Gettysburg, and the Union forces were beginning to prevail. President Lincoln's proclamation was written by then Secretary of State William Seward. It said, "The year that is drawing toward its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties, which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come, others have been added, which are of so extraordinary a nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and even soften the heart, which is habitually insensible to the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God. In the midst of a civil war of unequaled magnitude and severity, which has sometimes seemed to foreign states to invite and provoke their aggressions, peace has been preserved with all nations, order has been maintained, the laws have been respected and obeyed, and harmony has prevailed everywhere except in the theater of military conflict, while that theater has been greatly contracted by the advancing armies and navies of the Union. Needful diversions of wealth and of the strength in the fields of peaceful industry to the national defense have not arrested the plow, the shuttle, or the ship. The axe has enlarged the borders of our settlements, and the mines, as well of iron and coal as of the precious metals, have yielded even more abundantly than heretofore. Population has steadily increased, notwithstanding the waste that has been made in the camp. The siege and the battlefield and the country, rejoicing in the consciousness of augmented strength and vigor, is permitted to accept continuance of years with large increase of freedom. No human counsel hath devised, nor hath any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, who, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, hath nevertheless remembered mercy. It has seemed to me fit and proper that they should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged, as with one heart and one voice by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent God who dwelleth in the heavens. And I recommend to them that while offering up the ascriptions justly due to Him for such singular devices and blessings, they do also, with humble penitence for national perverseness and disobedience, commend to His tender care all those who have become widows, orphans, mourners, or sufferers in the lamentable civil strife in which we are unavoidably engaged, and fervently implore the interposition of the Almighty Hand to heal the wounds of the nation, and to restore it, as soon as may be consistent with the divine purposes, to the full enjoyment of peace, harmony, tranquility, and union. Wow, isn't that a powerful proclamation? As a Christian, I'm reminded of all the goodness that God has shown to me, the blessings, the mercies He's given to me. I'm blessed to know God and privileged to walk with Him. My friend, let's not forget to give God thanks and praise, for truly He deserves it. Giving thanks to God is one of the best ways to witness to those around us. Well, our time for this program is quickly drawing to a close, but I'd like to share one more song with you to close out our program. Eric Loreno sings this next song entitled "He'll Do It Again," reminding us that our God's power is unchanging and that our God is always faithful. I trust you have a great week and that you find even more new things for which you can praise God this week. This is Pastor Joel wishing you God's blessing as you walk with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
You may be down and feel like God has somehow forgotten that you are fading with circumstances you can get through. Right now it seems that there's no way out and you're going under. But God's and time again, He'll take care of you, and He'll do it again.
He'll do it again.
He'll do it again.
He'll do it again.
If you just take a look at where how your heart has been broken into, but He's the God.